This week we're joined by defense backs coach Tony Oden.
Pleasure to be here.
I'm glad to have you because, first of all, before we get to what we're going to talk about, we're actually in the defensive team meeting room here, which also doubles as your meeting room.
That's right. This is home for us right here. This is where we get all our work done.
And for folks that didn't know, there's a connection between you and Mel Tucker. You're the only new staff member on the defensive side of the ball. Tell people what that connection is.
Well, we grew up in the same area, went to the same high school, Cleveland Heights High School. Mm-hmm. He graduated 1 year before I did, and I guess the big thing is he was a lot better athlete than I was.
He was the big boy.
That's right. He was the big dog. Well,
in today's game, you've got a young player in Andrew Luck, but certainly a talented player in Andrew Luck.
Yes. Very talented, very poised. He's mature beyond his years in regards to the quarterback position. Everything that you heard about and read about him coming out of college, is definitely you can see it on film. You can see it actually playing itself out right now.
One of the things that impressed me the most watching him is his pocket presence. So we've got some plays here. Let's jump right in because the pocket presence that he displays is tremendous. There he is in the shotgun.
You can see him here in the shotgun, and he has a pressure right here by the linebacker. It kind of knocks the running back.
And that's Chad Greenway and Mawelde Moore.
Mawelde Moore, that's right, who's a veteran, who's used to playing a lot of games, but he doesn't phase him at all. You can see him kind of slide. He never looks down at the rush. He keeps his eyes up on the pass routes and waiting for those things to kind of express themselves.
I mean, that's a tremendous throw. He's going away from the direction that he's throwing the ball with basically a flip of the wrist and holding on to the ball with tremendous accomplishment.
A flip of the wrist, and once you get to the sideline cop here, you can see exactly what he did with this ball here.
And it's critical down. We're talking a 3rd and 9 here. This is the same play, but from the sideline view.
From the sideline view, you can see the route. You can see the pressure by the linebacker. You can see him slide once again to his left, still looking at the route. But watch what he does with the route. Like you said before, it's a flick of the wrist, but he throws the receiver. He knows exactly where the receiver is going to be, but he throws it in front of the receiver so the receiver can get yards after the catch. The receiver doesn't have to adjust to the ball at all. He can just catch it and turn it upfield and get more yards.
And this reminds me a little bit here. I'm going to pause it for a second because Ben Roethlisberger is one of the best at what we call buying time
in
the pocket. That's exactly what he's doing right here. And I think his defenders, the linebackers, think he's going down because they kind of stutter in the middle.
Right.
And all of a sudden that guy crosses their face and all of a sudden it's first down.
That's right. So a lot of times when you practice these things, you know there's the quarterback has a timing mechanism in his head and he has to get rid of the ball by a certain time, especially when you have a blitz on right here. But what he does, just like Ben Roethlisberger, he extends the down, so you have to cover longer and later in the down. And then when you have a guy that can throw with that accuracy and keep the down going, it poses a little bit of an issue.
All right, here we got a 2nd and 12. This is a max protect, and it's only two guys out in the route. We'll play action off of it. It's not a hard play action, but talk about this deep throw here.
Well, here's a good design by the offense and good execution, great execution by the quarterback. They max protect, which allowed the receivers time to get downfield and watch him kind of drift back and buy time so he's even further away from the line of scrimmage so the rush can't get there. He knows exactly where this guy's going to be. He throws to a spot. He trusts his receiver is going to be there, and he lets this ball go right on time.
And this corner here is Antoine Winfield. I mean, this is a veteran corner.
He's played a lot of ball. That's right. He played a lot of ball, and yet
he
still sucked up on it, and the quarterback threw him open. I mean, these are big-time throws by a big-time quarterback here.
This one here is a job of escaping from the pressure. Again, the left guard here ends up getting beat right away, and if we're talking again about extending the play.
That's right. You can see him slide. Look at his presence. And the thing about this, if you watch it, when he rushes, this is a rookie quarterback. When he runs, he's not running just to get out of bounds or running scared. He's running with his eyes downfield, looking to make a play downfield with the throw.
And
he's
the
watching
here,
shoulders.
Shoulders are square in the line of scrimmage. He's looking to possibly throw.
And he can throw at any moment right now. He's ready. He's cocked. He has ball cocked, and he's ready to deliver the ball if need be.
And a lot of people don't know this, but Andrew Luck at the Combine ran the same exact 40 time as Cam Newton.
How about that?
I mean, that's right. It shows you the talent he has and the athleticism that he possesses, but he is always looking to throw.
Yes, he is always looking to throw. Definitely.
This one really impressed me because this is a coverage that you guys play extensively. Mm-hmm. And this is Tucathy or Tampa 2, which is a lot of people call that.
Yes.
And this is really a timing throw.
Yes, it is. There's a cover 2, and the middle linebacker is responsible for the middle of the field right here, and the safeties are getting wide towards the numbers. But if you look at this, when Andrew throws the ball, this receiver has not gotten past the Mike backer.
There's the throw.
But the ball is gone right now. He's not past the backer, but he throws – the receiver open. He assumes the receiver is going to be there. He trusts that Reggie Wayne, who's been in it for a long time, is going to beat this linebacker. And just watch the throw here. This is a spectacular throw, great anticipation. You see once again his presence with him sliding to his right, feeling the rush but not flinching, keeping his eye downfield and making a great, great pass.
All right, I paused it here because young players typically struggle at a critical moment
right.
in a game. Here we are in the fourth quarter, Colts versus Vikings, 31 seconds left on the clock, first and 10 at the 20. They need a score to win this ball
right.
game. And this is first and 10. This is the first play of this drive.
You know, before we get to this play, it's one other thing I want to mention about the last play. That was also 2 minutes. But it was only
the
first half.
It was at the end of the first half.
That's right.
They ended up getting a field goal.
That's right.
Or, excuse me,
a touchdown.
The touchdown.
That's right.
This one they ended
That's
up
right.
getting
so
a field
goal. He's doing it twice in the same game, you know, in a two-minute situation, once in the first half and once in the second half. This is to win the game. If you watch here, they're backed up right here on the 20-yard line. This is the very first play of the drive. And this shows what Andrew Luck is definitely about. He gets a little bit of a pressure. You watch him roll, and just like we talked about before, once he gets out here, he's not looking to run. He's looking to throw the ball. You can see him get around, get his shoulder square, and throw the ball with pinpoint accuracy down here with extreme amount of zip. And then he has the presence.
That's the awareness.
And awareness to call timeout, recognizing the situation. Not celebrating, but going right to the ref right now, looking for the ref to call timeout so he can get the next play in.
And most young players will be going, yeah, I made
That's
a completion.
Right. That's
He's
right.
worried about the timeout. And this is the same exact play, but just looking at it from
That's
the
right.
end zone shot. And I think it really shows the awareness, but also the velocity of this throw.
That's right. Eyes up, looking downfield, delivers the ball, and then has the presence enough to call timeout and get ready for the next play.
Well, Tony, stiff challenge today.
Yes, indeed.
Well, and thanks for spending some time with us because Andrew Luck's a young player, but he's a good one.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
All right.